WrestleMania weekend in Orlando, Florida. I'm with Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Ho!
Well, that's a pretty good hole, brother, but let me show you how it goes. Ho! But it's great to be here in Orlando. We got echoes of hoeing going on here, but it's great to be part of all the excitement.
Are you still wrestling at all?
Oh, yeah. I go to the ring. I don't know if you call it wrestling or not. But, you know, I try to teach the young guys. Sometimes I'm involved with the Performance Center here in Orlando to show the young guys it's more than taking bumps. You got to tell a story and give a presentation. Ring entrance, ring performance is a big part of our business. And so I try to show the young guys there's more to it than taking bumps.
How impressive is the Performance Center to see?
Oh, it's a top-of-the-art, state-of-the-art facility. Granite countertops, a huge state-of-the-art weight room, training room, which is unheard of for us old-timers, you know. We had a roll of white tape and a buddy to wrap you up. But it's nice to see the business evolve.
Yeah, so a few years ago, actually, I met you at WrestleMania 24 here in Orlando, and I told you were my favorite wrestler on the roster at the time, and you were enamored by that, but it was true.
I wrestled that last one here. I was in the Battle Royal, the dark match before the start of WrestleMania here in Orlando. So that's something I'm pretty proud of, you know, because my heyday was back with DiBiase, Dusty, and Orton in the WWF, but then I came back and I was a talent. I wrestled in WWE.
I wrestled, you were able to hang with the young guys.
And I wrestled DiBiase's kid, Dusty's kid, Norton's kid. First I beat up the old man, then I beat up the kid.
Maybe you'll beat up the grandkid one day.
Never say never. 2x4 still works.
Thank you, Hacksaw.
My pleasure, brother. Before we go, you know what we got to do, baby? Let's go. If you're going to hoe like you mean it.
All right.
Ho! That's some good hoeing.